Hi, everybody. My name is Zach Garafalo. I'm on the Community Police Review Board. And thank you for having me, Larry.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Just so people know, I'm also on the Citizen Police Review Board. From the city's website, it says the Citizens Police Review Board is an independent review body that handles complaints of misconduct by officers of the Albany Police Department. Its goals are to improve communication between the police department and the community, to increase police accountability and credibility with the public, and to create a complaint review process that's free from bias and informed of actual police practices. So maybe, Zach, you can start off just by describing what we do.
Sure. So the Community Police Review Board is available if you have an encounter with an Albany police officer and you don't feel that that encounter went appropriately. So that could be an instance of, you know, maybe you felt disrespected or not treated fairly, or you believe that the officer used excessive force. It's basically available if you feel mistreated by Albany police officers, and you can file a complaint with either the Government Law Center out of Albany Law School or the Office of Professional Standards out of the Albany Police Department. We have these pink complaint forms, and basically you complete the form, a summary of, you know, what went wrong. And from that point, your complaint is then investigated internally by the Albany Police Department's Office of Professional Standards, OPS. Then we, as members of the Community Police Review Board, receive the complaint and we review the investigation. So we review all aspects of it. If there's video footage available from the dash cams, which are in patrol cars, or if there is body camera footage from the officers, we would review that. We might review transcripts of calls. We review the interviews that OPS conducts with you as the complainant, is what the term is. The target officers, those are the officers that are being accused of a particular wrongdoing. Basically, we review it to make sure that the investigation followed actual police practice. And then we come to a determination, and we will either agree with what OPS determined, or we would suggest a new finding.
Let me ask you this. If somebody had a private video that they took on their phone and they provided that video to the police, we would review that as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Where can people pick up the pink form that has the complaint?
So these forms are available all throughout the city. There's the library has it, Albany Housing Authority. There is a more complete list on the website.
And what would be the website?
Their website with the contact information is albanylaw.edu/CPRB. And so you complete the form, and you can also receive assistance completing it. So all of these different partner organizations, and we're always looking for additional organizations to be host sites. And, you know, the places I referenced earlier, that is not a comprehensive list of where you're able to pick up these forms. What is most important is that we make contact with people who are going to be having the most contact with law enforcement. And so places where we should be, where people could be able to pick up these forms should be all over the place.
Right. So let me also mention that one of the things that happens when there's an interaction with the police is as part of the OPS investigation is they're going to start to look out to see who may have had videotapes of it. Those interactions occur on the street, and there are stores that have videos. And the police themselves have videos in their cameras. After approximately 30 days, those videos are disposed of. And you as a citizen are going to lose the right to have that video looked at. So it's very important if there's an incident that occurs and you feel like you've been wronged by a member of the Albany police force, that you file that complaint definitely within that 30-day period. This is Larry Becker with taking care of business, and we're speaking with Zach Garofalo. He's with the Outreach and Education Committee and on the board of the Community Police Review Board of Albany. And we're discussing how to file a complaint against the Albany Police Department.
Yes, that's incredibly important. The timeliness that you can get this in ensures, to the best extent possible, the availability of the most diverse evidence that the police department and that CPRB has access to. When you're talking about shops in the community, we don't know how long necessarily that stuff is retained for. And we want to be able to come out with the best, you know, the best possible outcome. And that's why it's imperative that people file these complaints as soon as possible.
I think it's also good for people to, after an event takes place, if they're even considering the thought of filing a complaint, that they sit down and they write what happens. If there are any witnesses that have observed what happened, you want to find out the name and address and contact information for that person. And then on the complaint form, you can list that person as a witness, and the OPS will contact that person and try to find out from them what their viewpoint was. So the name of witnesses and what happened. And of course, if you write something down about what happened and you do it very soon after the event, that also has a certain air of credibility to it, because your recollection is better right after the event has taken place as opposed to a month or two later.
And we understand how traumatizing these sorts of interactions can be. And as Larry stated, getting this out on paper is very important to being able to preserve the most accurate description of what happened, to capture the most accurate description of what happened. So I would strongly suggest that you reach out to Albany Law School. That's the entity that oversees the Community Police Review Board, CPRB, and they can work with you to connect you to an advocate to help you complete this form, because we want to be able to oversee the investigation as thoroughly as possible while also alleviating any concerns that you might have.
There's a lot of community organizations out there. The Community Police Review Board wants to communicate with those organizations and would love to send somebody from the board to talk to you and to inform your members. Who should they contact to make that a possibility?
You can contact the Government Law Center at Albany Law School. Their website with the contact information is albanylaw.edu/CPRB. So albanylaw.edu/CPRB.
And is there a phone number there as well?
Yes, the phone number is 518-445-2329. Again, that's 518-445-2329.
Zach, I really appreciate your coming on the show today, and getting the word out about this is just important.
Yes, thank you very much, Larry. This is a community effort, and anything that people can do to help spread the word that there is an avenue if you feel wronged by the police. That's what we're trying to do. Just spread the word and let people know that an incident doesn't end with the incident.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.